Talk Sport. On air, online and on TV at Freeview Channel 723.
Hawksby and Sam Delaney with you through until 4 o'clock in the final hour this afternoon. We will have some classic clips as suggested by the TalkSport listeners. Of course, we'll be keeping in touch with the cricket and the golf and the Tour de France throughout the afternoon. Now, Robin Schoenhofer was telling us yesterday about a parliamentary report into the funding cut to basketball in this country, probably where earlier this year UK Sport took away £7 million funding from basketball. I mean, that had an eye on the elite level, but the feeling was it was very harmful, certainly beyond the elite level, to kids that love playing the game and just how important it is beyond the sport itself. A timely conversation now then with John Amici, the former NBA star, who's been speaking about that at the International Sport Business Congress. He joins us now. Good afternoon, John.
Afternoon.
Yeah, when this funding cut was first announced, you did sort of feel it felt kind of very short-sighted, because you have to kind of look at the demographic of the people that are playing basketball in this country and say that it has an importance and a life beyond just the playing of the sport itself.
Yeah, I mean, the problem we have here is that on the one hand, I think the way that UK sport dishes out funding is near absurd. The idea that you have to be an established power almost within sport in order to get any funding, or you have to be one of the sports that has a very different type of singular structure, like cycling, a sport that I've studied and I've indeed spoken to and did a documentary on, that sport and its rise through the ranks. But that has such a different structure than basketball, that basketball could never possibly get to the kind of elite competition level without the requisite support. So this chicken and egg is constantly in play. And even a Lord's Select Committee has said that the way that UK sport funding happens is designed almost, or at least as part of its function, the accident of that is that minority sports and emerging sports are always hard done to. And I agree with that. The unfortunate part for me is the other side of this, is that the infrastructure of basketball and many of the people who have been in leadership positions for the last 40 years are just so terrible that I don't want any public money to go to them.
Mm-hmm.
There is a way that basketball can move forward, but I think it's time that people realize that this is a moment for introspection. This is a moment for the sport to look at itself and really, really examine who the people are who have been over-promising and under-delivering for about 30 or 40 years, and deciding if they want them to take the sport forward or if they want to find new people to take the sport forward.
Sport England still pump a fair bit of money into the sport. I don't know if it's enough. You can tell us in a moment. But I mean, has this cut in funding from UK sport, have you seen the harm it's been doing and the work you've been doing up in Manchester and beyond?
We won't see any harm in that at this point. The real harm of it is that without a national team playing at the elite level, we find ourselves without an aspirational rung on the ladder for young people just trying to decide between sports. You know, I had a conversation with a mother just yesterday, actually, who has two very tall sons. I actually had it at the International Sport Business Conference. She said she has two very tall sons, one of which is young enough that he can play multiple sports. The other is right now had to make the choice between rugby and basketball. And he's looked at the structures within basketball. He's looked at the challenges. He's looked at the lack of money and funding and has decided to play rugby instead. And that's what this lack of funding will do. And whilst the UK sport funding model is asinine, the truth is that we need people within the sport who can take money when it's there forward to the right end. So there's two angles that we have to work on. One, trying to amend the way that funding is given. And two, making sure that we have the structures and people in place who can take that money and use it well for the benefit of our young people.
You were in that very similar position many years ago, weren't you? A big guy looking for a sport to play. I mean, what was the structure like then? How easy was it for you to go out and play basketball when you were sort of 16, 17 or younger?
Well, I didn't start playing basketball until I was 17, and the infrastructure was non-existent. I mean, there was nothing. There were little pots of cottage industry teams dotted around the country, well-meaning people who did their very best to cram 5, 6, 9 people into a car and drive them around to play games. But the truth is that even then I knew I had to go. I mean, I wrote 3,000 letters. This was before email. I wrote 3,000 letters to America begging high school teams to take me, to give me my shot to get started in sport. If this is the landscape we are going to head back into because of poor infrastructure and bad leadership and because of a ridiculous funding model, then you have to ask yourself, why would kids get involved in basketball, despite the fact that it is this great sport that cuts across demographics, all different kinds of people can play. It's potentially an incredibly low-cost sport to play. It has so many positives, but both internally and externally, so many challenges at this point.
You had some other interesting sort of keynote speakers at the event as well, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a number of people. We had Sir Howard from Manchester City Council, who was talking about how sport can be at the very heart of a city's regeneration, which is, I think Manchester is a great example of how that's happened. Certainly in London, I think people have seen how sport has been at the heart, at least, of the regeneration of parts of East London through the Olympics. So he made some very, very good points. And we've had, I mean, even today in Manchester, there's another round of really good speakers coming up as well. So it's going to be fascinating. It has been fascinating.
Cheers, John. Good to talk to you. All the best.
A pleasure. Thank you.
John Amici there. He's at the International Sport Business Congress.